Good morning, the Exotic Fit. This is Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily. I'm ringing for an elderly deaf lady. She's been in there a couple of times. And we had to put, she had to put a cockatiel down. Excuse me. But she's the last time she was there, she saw a male vet who put the bird down. But he was very kind. It's just that he was concerned about the other bird that was left, the male bird. And just that Jean, who owns it, is 93 and deaf mute. And she nearly had a fall the other day. She lives alone. It's a big cage that she covers the bird over, but you don't know of anyone who was after a male cockatiel or I'm trying to work out how to move it from one big cage to a not too small a cage, you know. It's just been very hard.
How old is the bird?
It's hard to say. I reckon she's probably had it 10 years or more. It was on the road with her friend when they were driving, and they just sort of picked it up. But it's not a bird that's being handled these days.
I can hear
a cockatiel in the background there.
I've got one on my shoulder at the moment.
Oh, because when we were there was one receptionist there who said she had cockatiel.
Well, we've got the two boys that live here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I don't know of anyone off the top of my head that is looking. But what's Jean's details?
Yeah, she's in the computer. Jean Garrett, GARRETT.
But I've got girl bird and pretty boy.
Yeah, well, I'd say it'd be pretty boy. The girl bird passed away. It was put down, this year. And Jean is deaf, so I don't know if there's a phone number of mine there, or I'm not sure.
Let me have a look
here.
Yours is 0438 634002.
I'm Glenda Taylor, yeah.
Yes, I've got you. Yeah, so you're the contact for her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then, look,
it's just that there's no hint. They ask around. But is there any hints? Like, I went and bought another cage that's on wheels.
Yeah.
And I don't get down there very often, but I was going to open up the cage door and the other cage door and see if it would transfer over. But it seems to be nervous because it's sort of a dark grey cage.
Probably with a hand towel is your best bet.
I got a bad shoulder. Yeah, I can't. It's a really big cage it's in.
That'd be Jean the best bet for trying to handle it. You can try and put them side by side, but it's just...
Yeah.
He probably won't go in there on his own accord.
It's just that it's a big cage, so I've put my body into the opening to clean or change things in there. So it is an option, but hand towel over it. Yeah, it's going to be traumatic. Yeah, not up to it, I don't think. It was my shoulder. Yeah, well, I'm just going to don't get down there very often.
I've got a lady that I might be able to give you a hand, but I just need to call her. She's a member of the Parrot Society.
I used to be in it. My dad used to be in it. I mean, my dad used to be in it. Jesus, it's gone like a long time. I don't know where they still meet. It used to be Dutton Park years ago.
I think they're on the south side now. But one of the members, she lives on north side. So I just wanted to give her a ring.
That's
and then I'll call you back if that's okay.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, I'm home. Thank you for your time, Emily.
That's okay, because she's just in Deception Bay. So if she is able to come and help, then she will.
Or
I just want to give her a ring. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, either way, it'll be nice. Thank you very much, Emily.
That's okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.